Let's do the Christmas Eve, this first set. Christmas Eve, Fergal O'Gara, Farrell O'Gara, and Come West Along the Road. Okay?
Thank you.
Start. I would hope that tempo and everything was okay. Let me know one way or the other. I don't know if it was too slow or not fast enough or whatever. I'll try and keep an eye on the chat stuff as best I can. There's the set list. Oh, good. Let me see. I'm just checking this real quick. Hi, Stacy.
I see there's another Aussie in here somewhere.
There is. There is.
What if I see that message? Well, I'm not really an Aussie. I'm a Canadian. I'm just living in Australia.
Andrea or Andrea, I think, is that who is from Australia?
Yeah. Somebody else said, I see I'm in Australia.
We have to know where they're from in Australia, though. Have to figure that out. All right, so
Andrea Marks.
Yeah. So where's Andrea from?
Hello, Andrea.
It says Tasmania in the chat.
I'm in Tasmania, right down the bottom, usually left off the map.
The Apple Isle.
You're not the
Andrea, I'm in Perth.
You're not the Tasmanian devil, I hope.
No, that would be awesome.
I know, I've heard about you Tasmanian devils.
Well, I'm actually a Queenslander by birth, so I don't really count as a Tasmanian unless you go back to my Irish ancestry.
Oh, there you go. And what part of Ireland is that?
Well, you may ask. We think it's Galway and Waterford, but we're yet to try and figure that all out.
Oh, yeah. Marks, well, yeah, it could be. My father's a Wexford man, so you'd be, if you're Waterford, that's your would be neighbors. Yeah, my,
that would be very cool.
Yeah, my father is from County Wexford, but my mother was from Tipperary. So, but my great-great-grandfather was from Galway.
But well, we're trying to trace it all, but it's easier said than done, even with the DNA.
It's very hard. It's very hard. And I have actually a really good wealth of background information on a lot of my family. I actually have, on my mother's side, I have my great-grandfather's baptismal certificate from 1877. How about that?
Well done.
I got my grandparents, my mother's parents' wedding certificate, and I got a lot of stuff. My great-great-grandfather from Galway was a school principal in Ireland, in Wexford, in a place called Glenbryan, in the 1880s, 1870s. And I have a photograph of him the year he retired in 1901.
Oh, but, very envious to have photographs and things, because we don't. It's too far back. We're going back to the 1840s and earlier.
Yeah. Well, so I think I go back on one side of my family, like to my fifth great grandparent. That's pretty good.
So, well done.
Yeah. Enough of the genealogy. We'll do some genealogy. So, good to see everybody. I don't know who I'm missing because some people came late. Well, Stacy, how are you? Stacy, I'm breaking in your wine bottle stopper, Stacy.
Excellent. Looks nice.
That way I know it works before I ship it to you tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
So it's got the wheel and the real wheel and mark of approval on it. So.
Thank you.
Hi, John.
Good to see you. Long time no see. All right. Let's get a couple of jigs going, I guess. So here I got it. I got all the music. So let's do the. Let me see. Coppers in Brass, and The Cook in the Kitchen. How's that? Right, that's that in there. That's Cook in the Kitchen. Okay. Are you coming?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can do something about it. I want to try and let me see. Give me a second here, folks. Why does it do that to me? No, hang on. It's a fight to lose a battle here. All right. Yeah, you all want to tune to me?
John, isn't that first tune you were playing The Humors of Ennis Diamond?
Yes. It's the same tune.
Yeah, two-part versus three-part sometimes.
Aha. Uh-huh. It's called Coppers in Brass?
Coppers in Brass.
Wow. Thank you.
This is a three-parter. So this is the tune I know anyway. So regardless of what you call it, this is the one I learned. Here we go.
Thank you.
Everybody, was that okay? I'm not reading the chat, so if you're making comments, I don't really.
Hey, John. Yeah.
Wonderful.
We get one request in the chat direct to me that maybe a little bit faster on the jigs, but the reels are just fine.
Okay, great. Not a problem. I can accommodate that. So, Yvette, you made it. How are you, honey?
Hi, John. Fine. Glad to be here. Great to see y'all.
Hi, Claire. How are you? Good to see you. Oh, no. You, there you go. I thought you blanked out on me there. Well, welcome, everybody, if you're just getting here. we're certainly happy to have you. And so let's move on. You know what? Let's go back to the reels. I've got a bunch of reels tonight. So let's do some more reels before we do the hornpipes. Let me see. Let's do Andy McGann's and Humors of Scariff.
Ooh.
And I don't know, picking names. It's going to be a wild night tonight, folks.
I didn't know you guys had a dog.
I better drink some more scotch.
He has a wolfie though. Where's your wolfie?
She might get frisky with my whiskey. I don't know.
Oh, where's wolfie?
All right. So I got these. I'm not sure. I think I got these from Joe Burke one that I did from Andy Gann, but I think Andy Gann played these
It's a Sean McGuire set, according to Brian.
I gotta think it. Okay, so that's the Humors of Scariff. All right.
Thank you.
Tunes. So I obviously I have, I mean, I know Brian Conway plays it very different than me. I know that would mean probably that Andy McGann and those guys play it different than I do too. So, but I play it the easy way for the accordion. So don't hold it against me. If I play the accordion, would you hold it against me? I don't know. All right. Let's do Dumfries and Horse Keynes. I tried to do this. I tried to do Horse Keynes at the master session. Didn't work out too good. But I think I might get it going in the slow session here a little bit. So Dumfries, of course, is one of my favorites. One of the first hornpipes I learned to play. That's just the part I messed up. pretty. I think I got it now. Thanks for bearing with me there for a second. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
That's such a great tune, isn't it? I mean, it's just like...
I think that's my new favorite now. I love that.
I tell you, it's my new favorite too. And I've known Jimmy for over 40 years. And it's, I've heard it before and it's kind of catchy, but when it's really catchy when you start playing it. It's an interesting, you know, you play, like you hear tunes and you're like, oh, that's just a really great tune. That's really catchy. Let me learn that tune. And this, I hear it and I go, well, that's an okay tune. But then you start playing it and say, wow, that's really a good tune. It's kind of funny how that works out, you know? So I'm glad I decided to do that tune. Let me just get a sip of my grapefruit here. Grapefruit water. Who would have thought? Thirteen days today without a smoke. And I think my humor is not so bad.
You're doing great, Jan.
I had a couple of rough days. Well, I should reiterate that and say Jan had a couple of rough days. I said you had a couple of rough days with my quitting smoking.
Oh, okay. But those days are over.
But those days are over, she said. Little does she know. Anyway. All right, let's do, now I did actually have some polkas and slides picked out, but with all the stuff going on and the power outage and everything, I didn't get to add them to my set list, and I had occupational therapy today. Oh, so
the bathroom door is open, honey.
The bathroom door is open. It was closed before, honey. All right, so... that's not that. That's a one part. That's not one of them. So, okay, and Copies and Brass, we just did. So let me see. DeBrosnan, O'Keefe's. I pulled out somebody. Somebody recommended. I forget who emailed me these. And I don't know if these are the exact ones. When you go searching for the names of these things, there's somebody, there's like five or six different O'Keefe polkas, you know? So, and different slides and I don't want that, do I? No, that's a hornpipe, that's the Baron Coffin. All right, so there you go. I got O'Keefe's and I got Padraig O'Keefe's and I got Brosnan. Let me see which ones. All right, so that's the slide. So we're gonna have to, and then I don't know if I can do that one. I don't know the second part of that tune well enough. All right, so we got Brosnan, and let's see if we can do Padraig O'Keefe's. I think Sharon Shannon recorded this tune, I think. So I'm going to really embarrass myself doing this. But we'll give it a shot. So we'll do Brosnan first. It's not on the set list, so we'll have to figure it out. So it's G to D for all you accompanists out there. But they're fairly simple tunes. So. Thank you.
So Mary Duffy keeps unmuting, and I keep trying to mute her when she comes in. So everybody, please try to stay on mute if you can.
Mary, cut it out. I'm struggling enough here. Kind of made it through there. So where's Mary? I'm gonna have to tell Mary off. Where is she? I don't know.
So
I had to
kick Mary, unfortunately, after about the sixth time. I asked her in chat to please watch her muting, and she came right back in with the mute. So hopefully maybe she'll come back in. I don't know.
He's confused.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I can't, there's no way that I can say someone's permanently muted. And after six times, I think that's kind of, she needs to figure it out, unfortunately.
I love the moose, though.
She the one that saw the moose walking by the window?
I didn't see that.
Here in Alaska, this is Bart. He stuck his head right at the window, which is only about 4 feet away from me.
Oh, cool.
Now they visit every once in a while. I just was surprised to see him today. I haven't seen any around the house recently.
That's so cool.
We have deer, but no.
No, we don't have any moose. Well, unless you see me coming. But you know, I have to say, I've only put on 5 pounds since I quit smoking. That's not bad in 13 days. That's pretty darn good.
So, the math is against you, though, John, if you keep adding that up.
What's that?
I said the math is against you if you keep adding it up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just went out and I bought mix for baking cupcakes. I just finished a trifle. It was really good. I finished it off today. John, I bet you like a little bit of trifle yourself, right, John? Gelsonen? My mother used to make trifle all the time. Put a little bit of sherry in there, you know, and some mixed fruit in with the jello.
Chocolate mousse.
A little can of mixed fruit with gooseberries. I don't know why they always put gooseberries in those mixed cans, because nobody else will eat the bloody thing. That's why. They got to put them somewhere. They put them in those cans. You know, you think you're getting peaches and pears, and you end up with like 50,000 bloody... the good old days.
They're disguising.
That's right. I tell you, it's false advertising. That's what I think. Anyway, so I'm making cupcakes later. So.
Yeah. What was the names of the last two tunes?
The last two tunes was, the first one was the Brosna.
Okay.
And the second was Padraig O'Keefe's.
Padraig O'Keefe's?
Padraig. P-A-D-R-A-I-G.
O'Keefe's.
That's the...
And were they slides or polkas?
They were slides.
Okay, thanks.
You're very welcome. All right. Let's go back to something easy.
Let's get in the chat there.
Yeah. I think somebody tends to write them in. I think more than one person writes them in, actually. So I can't keep up with the chat and keep up with you guys and all that stuff. So I tried to avoid the chat, to be honest with you. Let me see. How about the Hunter's House and Love at the Endings? Woo! You can tell I picked all the tunes Jan hates, right? Okay. Huh? All right, now I've got to find the music for that. I do know, but you know, just I got to remember how the bloody thing starts. Oh, but you're here, so you can help. Oh yeah, is that the first one? Oh yeah, that's Love at the Endings. That's Love at the Endings, right?
Right.
What's the first one? Okay.
Nice, good.
What's the second one again? I know, you know what, I know I'm going to forget that. I have them here, everybody. Just bear with me for 1 second. Hunter's House. Yeah, I got them. I got it. Once I have the music, I'll know how to start it. Ready. So the G and D for the guitar players out there. Is that it? Thank you. Tunes. So Michael, I don't actually have the tunes you requested.
Oh, okay.
What was it?
Oh, they were the Gooseberry Bush and Mayor Harrison's Fedora.
Oh. Oh yeah. So how's the Gooseberry Bush go?
That one. Yeah, that's it. Three-parter.
Is that it?
Yeah, yeah. It's a three-parter.
That's the B part.
That's the third part. That the part you played is the second part, yeah. Yeah. That's it.
I'll try. What was the other one after it?
Mayor Harrison's.
That I know. That one I know.
Cool.
Mike, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. No. We can't. So let's, Mike, I'm sorry. Let me work on it for next Wednesday.
Sure, no problem. Yeah.
I don't want to be.
Hey, Michael, it's one of my favorite tunes. Make sure he works on it.
All right. So we can. That's a Mary. Is that Mary Harrison's? Okay, so let's do Mayor Harrison's. Oh my God. Listen, everybody, you're gonna have to put up with this stuff because I can't help it. The God's honest truth. It's not even, you know, it gets to the point where it's not even funny anymore. But
you can't help but what, honey?
I can't start tunes that I've played for 40 odd years. I just can't remember how they start. It's okay. So I think it's downhill from here, folks. If I get another 5 years, I'll be happy. So as long as you can put up with it, we'll keep going. But I can't promise anything. So let's do Mayor Harrison's, and we'll go into the Chicago set. The Chicago reel. And what else did I have with that? Toss the Feathers, I think, was it?
Oh, the G.
And Toss the Feathers in D, right? Okay. And then that's the Chicago reel, right? So
thank you.
Nice tunes there. I haven't played in Chicago in a long time. That's great. It's a fun fun tune. All right.
Hey, John. I'm going to have to blast off. So thanks very much. Great to see you guys.
Hey, Mark.
It's Mark.
There you are. I was looking for you. All right, Mark. No problem. Thanks for joining us, buddy. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
That's two. Bye, John.
Who's that?
Sharon and Chuck, we gotta go.
All right, Sharon. Take care, guys. What?
Carbies, don't forget to talk.
No, I all right, so my wife is
nagging
me, yeah. Not that you don't know already, but you probably do because you got the email, but she wants me to remind everybody about John and James Carty this Saturday for the master session. And John was telling me he was hoping to go fly to England, of course, and be in the same room with James. But unfortunately, with the COVID situation, that's not possible to happen. But they will be doing it together. And John is going to be in Ireland and James will be in England. And so they'll do the master session together on Saturday at 2 p.m. If you can't make it, please spread the word. Let people know about it. I think we're doing reasonably okay so far. I think we have about 12 people so far. So hopefully by Saturday, we'll have 30 or more. That's generally what happens. By this time of the week, we have about 11 or 12. So, yep. And
yeah, just posted the link in the chat for anyone who's interested.
Great. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, and look, the most important thing is if you can't make it, at least spread the word. Help us out by spreading it around and letting people know about it. Otherwise, we have limited reach, as you know. I mean, if you're familiar with the Facebook and that kind of stuff, I've said this before. I've got 5,000 people on my Facebook page, but that doesn't mean everybody sees what I post. So I think it's only about 25% or something like that. So it's something really crazy. So that's why I repeat it a lot. And so some people might see the posts a lot and then other people might see it for the first time. So that's why I do it that way. So if you get my posts too many times, I apologize, but I'm trying to get the word out. All right. So let's do a couple more hornpipes, I guess. And I just had the the hornpipes here in front of me, and then
lost the hornpipes.
Huh?
Lost the hornpipes.
There is. But
lost
I got
the hornpipes of Dasher.
There's not a lot of hornpipes. There's only three sets of hornpipes.
No, I said the lost hornpipes.
Oh,
of Dasher.
The lost.
The lost hornpipes.
What the heck did happen to them? You know, I can't win for losing sometimes. Oh, there you go. I think I have them here. Too many pieces of paper. That's my problem. Are these any of the ones I wrote down? I don't know if these are any of the ones I wrote down.
What'd you write down?
The brown coffin. Oh, there's the brown coffin right there. And the one back. There we go. So I did this brown coffin, or the factory smoke, as it's called on the session.org. Martin Hayes recorded this, in B flat. It's in B flat and G. So we're going to do it in G. So I did this for the very first time in the slow session there a few weeks ago, or a couple of weeks ago, whenever it was. So I'm doing it for the second time, but we'll give it our best shot. And then the wonder. Something like that. So we'll get through it. So the factory smoke or the brown coffin into the wonder. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
sorry. So I got it now. I'm sorry about that. Through it. I'm sorry about that. It's a beautiful tune, though. So we're learned together, I guess. All right. Let's go back to jigs. Okay. Forgot about the jigs altogether. So let me see. Lilting Banshee, Pipe on the Hub. Sorry, Lilting Banshee, Tobin's Favorite, and Pipe on the Hub. So the pipe, the Lilting Banshee is... sorry. So, and the... Tobin's, and then okay, so we got those three. Thank you. more time. Too bad. Was that tempo okay there for the jigs? I know I played them a little faster than I did before. So
that was a very nice set. The speed was beautiful. Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
What was that? All right. I'm gonna play the waltz I wrote for my mother. I know we've done this in the past, so if you haven't heard it, you can learn it maybe. I don't know. So it's I just feel like doing it tonight. For my dear mother, who's from Ballingarry in Turles, County Tipperary. And she passed away in 2007, March 30th, 2007, at the age of 66. So is the sound cutting out? Okay.
Yeah, John, it sounds like, did something change in your audio settings? Like your original sound isn't on, maybe with the new meeting link? Because it sounds like you're getting sucked into the background noise detector on Zoom.
All right, so let's try one more time. I changed that.
Okay, cool.
When you went up to high notes, that's when it was cutting out.
Right.
Yeah. That happened on another Zoom I was on with somebody that had a microphone that was faced a certain way.
It's just the setting in Zoom probably changed because of the new meeting link. So
here we go. We'll try one more time. Thanks, Don. Sorry about the original music stuff there. So, yeah. My dear mother.
That was great. That was great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I know it's up on the session. I haven't checked that version of it. But if anybody's interested, I actually have it written out. And I'll be happy to send you a copy of the tune, my version of the tune written out my way.
Yeah, John, I'm the one who actually transcribed it from your playing.
Oh, so, did you,
so it should be pretty close.
What's it called?
You know, well, I have had people that have transcribed things wrong, so I hadn't looked, so Michael, so thank you for doing it.
If there's any issues with it, just let me know and I'll change them.
Okay, yeah, I'll whoop your butt.
That's fine.
What's the name of that waltz that you look up?
What was that?
What is the name of the waltz?
Oh, it's called My Ballingarry Lady.
You know, there's always some tune or maybe one or more that on every single Zoom I'm on, it's just like, okay, that's the first one I'm doing after this, and that's it. That's gorgeous.
Okay, I lied. It's not my version up there. I'm thinking of another tune. So.
Oh, okay. So, what would be the best way to get that? I guess I could send it to Lisa and just have her email it out with the next email next Wednesday. How about that? That works. Okay, I'll just copy it, scan it, and copy it. all right, we're coming close to the end. So let's do one more set of reels, I guess. Any particular favorites? We got a whole bunch here that we haven't done. Well, maybe not, actually. I think we've done a bunch of them. Trip to Durham and the Providence and Michael Kramer's, or Fig for a Kiss and the Sailor on the Rock. I think those are the only two sets we haven't done. I forgot Julia Delaney is on there somehow.
Do that first set.
Huh?
Do that first set.
The first set we did already.
You said Trip to Duro, did you say?
Oh, yeah, Trip to Durham. Duro.
Yeah.
Duro, yeah.
I always get Durham because Durham is in England and Duro is another place. So I always get that wrong. So it's actually Trip to Duro.
Correct.
Not Durham. And then the Providence is. And then let's throw on Julia Delaney's at the end. Okay, so.
We'll be right back.
Well, there you go, folks. Thanks for so much.